He is telling that Shrayati Indira Swasa Atrahi. By they are telling that He Dait, O Krishna, beloved, most beloved Krishna, by your birth, Janmana, by your birth, this Braja Shrayati Indira Swasadatri. By your birth, Vrindavan has become more glorious than Swarga. What to tell Swarga? Brahmalok, even Vaikuntha, it has become glorious. Because by your birth, Lakshmi Kamala, taking Kamal in his hand, in her hand, leaving Narayan there, is serving here in Vrindavan. Who is Kamala? Brahma, Shankar, and all always serve Kamala to be pleased with them and for her mercy. They are Aradhya, she is Aradhya of Brahma and Shankar and all others. But here that Kamala, Lakshmi, from your birthday, she has left Vaikuntha and she has come here and sweeping there. Sweeping means jhadu, brooming here, decorating kunj, decorating Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and after decorating Giriraj Govardhan, Kamyavan, Charan Pahadi, and all other things. Also decorating Jamuna River, because you will play there. So Braj is more glorious than Vaikunthi here. Not only in decorating, so that it has become so beautiful, but in every wealth and everything, it has become glorious, more and more. Opulence.
More opulent than
Vaikunthi. Opulence means aishwarya. Yeah. Where Janma, where your birth has been taken? Sukadeva Goswami now is out of sense, he is telling. Why I am saying that he is out of sense? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that if he was in sense, he would try to please Parikshit Maharaj and he would have told that his birth has been done in Mathura. No? But now he is out of sense, and what was the actual thing, come out here. So he has told that Janmana Brajaha. This is the best praman, proof of evidence of Krishna has taken birth in So, Janmana Braja. Indra is always, up from that time, always serving Vrindavan, Kunja, Gali, everything, brooming. Gali means?
Alley.
Galleries.
Alley.
Alley. A-L-I.
A-L-L-E-Y.
Alley. No?
That's it. Lane. You get the idea. Narrow passageway.
Narrow passage. Like Barsana and Govardhan. Govardhan is not seen now, but in Barsana we can see just now. Very narrow galleries.
Indira.
Because Indira. Indira means Lakshmi. Because we are seeing that gopis are telling that all the Brajavasi, Brajvasi here, from birds, animals, creepers, trees, men, women, old, and everyone of Vrindavan. They are so much sinking in Ananda Samudra, and it is, we see that it is the blessings of Kamala, Indira. But we see that only one gopi, all gopis, all were sinking and they are all in pleasing mood, but only we, the gopis, we are weeping and we are sorrowful only. Why? All say that you are most beloved of Krishna, and we also think that we are beloved of Krishna. But yet, why it has been, you have left us and we are weeping. We cannot say. So you should come and also make us happy. We should do it next day. We should do it. I will see something also, and next day we will. If you have time, you can come two times also for 1 or 2 days. If you have time, some 1 hour in morning at about 9 or 10.
That's better idea.
If I have not to go anywhere, then. You should come on 4 and a half today. Leave it here. I will see the explanation also.
Because every verse has two explanations.
Two explanations. We'll try to do it too. Where they have written. কাপড়টা ছেড়ে দেখতো ইউ ক্যান আটার দিস ইস শ্লোক ইয়োর সেলফ আটার
First slope. Go up your Uchu. Jayati te ukam janma prajaha Shrayata indira shasvadatrahi Daita drishyatam dipshutavakam Drahi dritha shavam svambichin prati.
Can you sing?
Jayati Chaiti come.
He wants to sing.
As I sing.
What is the melody?
You can?
I was going to do the same melody he did.
This is very sweet. Jayati Chaiti come. Janmana Braja. Srayati indira sasvadatrahi daita deshatam dikshutavaka vaidhita sava tvam vichinvate. কঠিন তুমি তোমার শু বেশু হি ওয়ান্টস দ্যাট হি শুড সিং লাইক মি বাট Close this, because drums are...
So many obstacles.
Here, the speciality of these shlokas are Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami both are giving. That there are four paths. In this first pad, Jayati Te Dhikam, it begins from Ja. Jayati Te Dhikam. And next, in one pad there are two divisions. Jayati Te Dhikam, Janmana Praja. Srayati Indira Swasadatrahi. So it becomes eight in two lines. No? So first begins from Jayati and Jayati Te Dhikam, then next part of the same pad again Ja. Jayati Te Adhikam Janmana Braja. And after that, Janmanabhaja, Srayati Indira Swaswadatrahi, Sa and Sa, Daita Dishyatan, Da Adikshustavaka, Da and Da Dikshustavaka, Tvai Dhritasava, Ta, and then Tvai Dhritasava, Tvam Vichinvate, Tvam. Again, there are some speciality that first and seven letters of the pad are this like same, begins from same. Jayati Te Dhikam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Again, after seven, Ja. Yeah? And other also speciality. He is telling that there are so many specialities. If you will see very deeply, that so many things will come out. And there is a poet or kavi. His name is
Bopadev.
He has written a book, so many books, but Bopadev. What book?
Mukta Phala.
Very learned book and very famous book, in which he has given all these things. Someone tell that the Lilasuk, he is called Lilasuk. Lilasuk has written Srimad Bhagavat, not Vyasdev.
Bhopadev is called Lilasuk?
And Lilasuk. And he is Bopadev is also. And Suk is Sukhdev Goswami. And he is Lilasuk. So they are described Srimad Bhagavat characteristics where there are. So in that book he has written all these things. Now we come to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Jayati Te Dhikam. Here, Jayati, I have described the meaning of Jayati. And then, Te Adhikam, Janmana Prajaha. Here, Vaikunthi is above all. The glorification of Vaikunth is more than other loks. as Haridham Tesu Tesu Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Maheshu Haridham Tesu Tesu. So Vaikunth is above all loks. But this Vrindavan Brajaha, there is a word Brajaha.
No, I'm adjusting because of music. There's the word Brajaha.
Brajaha. And there is a word Atra. Prayat Indira Swaswat Atrahi. Atra means Vrindavane. Vrindavan. Atra means
here.
That is here. Here means Vrindavan. So here, Braja is more glorious than Vaikunth also. By what? Why he is glorious? Because in Vaikunth there is no Janma.
No birth.
But in Braja, Janmana, Krishna has, you have taken birth here. Not only for that, in Braja, you Braja, you Braja means you walk, you run, you do so many pastimes. There are no father and mother in Vaikunth, but here you have Nanda and Yashoda as father mother, and by that one father and mother you not satisfied, so you met so many persons like his father in Brahma one day when Brahma stole the cows.
Cows.
Then Krishna became cows and boys, cowherds. And then he tested the vatsalya ras by so many fathers and mothers. And after that he became cows, and so many lakhs and lakhs cows become her mother. And yet he was not satisfied, went in door to door to gopis to receive vatsalya ras there also. So these pastimes are not in Vaikuntha. He also went to Gocharan. No Gocharan in Vaikuntha. He played with so many cowherds. Not in Vaikuntha. Only one Lakshmi is there.
Only one?
One or three. Sri Bhulila. Sri Bhulila. Are you also khale abar kharab kar? But there, in Vaikuntha, no such pastime. There became Ras, no Ras in Vaikuntha. So, in Vaikuntha, we don't see any Nandan Kanan like Vrindavan. Nandan Kanan is Nandan means Krishna Kanan, Vrindavan. We have no description there as flowers and so many things, Jamuna River, Giraj Govardhan or anything. But here we see that so many beautiful things. So, Braj is most glorious than Vaikuntha. Srayat Indira Swaswadatrahi. Indira means Sampada and Sampad Adhisthatri Devata. Sampad means wealth. and goddesses of wealth, both. And both have come in Indira, and that Indira, which is the worshipable of all Brahma, Shankar and all, here giving service in Vrindavan. Actually, Kamala or Indira is the master of Vaikunth. But here that queen of Vaikunth is serving in so many ways in Braja.
Maharaj, but I thought she could not enter. I thought that Lakshmi could not enter Braja, even though she is a child.
Gopis are mad in Prem. So they are telling like so.
They are appreciating the opulence of Vrindavan.
Really, this is the description of Vrindavan. That being so much as per Jibhumi Vaikuntha, Vrindavan is so sweet and so fragrant and so in every way that Vaikuntha does not will not be compared to Vrindavan, to a dust of Vrindavan. That is the main thing. And there they are telling in Prem Mother that by the cause of this Indira is always, Saswat means always, in Vrindavan. All are so much glad and Anandapurna. Anandapurna, you know?
Full of
glad. But only one, we are so unhappy in this Vrindavan, only one we. So, we in whole Vrindavan, all are happy, but only one, we the gopis. And who gopis? Tavaka. Tavaka means tava, tavaka. Tava means yours.
Your gopis.
Your gopis. Your gopis means you have taken us as your. And we also think that we are yours. But it has been told in sorrow, in separation. Otherwise, Sri Ramati Radhika Paksha, they see that Krishna is ours. And Chandravali thinks that we are Krishna, Krishna's. Sri Ramati Radhika cannot tell like so. So it seems that this is
Chandravali side.
This sloka has been done.
But it could be taken either way.
Another way it can be taken. So we are feeling so much separation, and that anyone has not got yet dukkha like, kasht like us. What? Anyone.
And no one is suffering like us.
Suffering like us.
Miserable condition.
In past also, and in future also, anyone will not be unhappy like us. Now we want to daita drishyatan. Drishyatan means too many.
See you. Or they either see you or you should see us.
Both the meanings are hidden. Drishyatan, meaning you should see us. And other meaning that you should come out in our front and we will see you, we will look you. Both the meanings. first you should see me. That this meaning is that you should see us only one time. We pray. Why you are praying? Because we are dying. Why you are dying? We are dying that you have not seen gopis like us. So you should see us and make your eyes fulfilled. That is why. In the last chapter, we have read that Aknatang Phalam, Phalamidam,
Na
Param Vidama, that slok. You remember that slok? That it has been told that gopis are telling to Krishna that when you see us by the corner of your eyes, and we do archan by our eyes, if anyone will see that scene, then the successful of these eyes are there. And we have described that, explained that slok in so many various things. And lastly we explained that Radhika, you are saying towards Radhika, when Srimati Radhika is playing on flute and you see by the corner of, and Radhika is seeing you from the core of her eyes, and you become puzzled. Your mukuti is going on,
falling down,
or Pitambar is also going, eyes are successful. But here, we are dying. Why you are dying? We want that you should see us. Why? Because if you will see us, your eyes will be successful. You will think that I have not seen a scene like this. Why I will see tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, and other day? No. Because our this Kishore Avastha may go. Today we are in Kishore Avastha. Because the age which goes away never returns. Galoje Divas Na Sive Ar. Ebe Krishna ki hobe upar. Have you read this kirtan? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, taking the side of gopis. Galo je divas, the days of this body. Today we are fit and we are excess beautiful and lovely and sweet and fragrant, so soft. But tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, it may go. So you are thinking that you have not seen us. You should see today and make your eyes perfect. So you are so such. Vishwanath Chakravarti has telling, but he has told.
Not that point.
He has told perhaps something. What he has told?
No, he tells another thing.
What?
He says, if in response to the word, just look, Krishna asks, what should I look at? They say, your devotees are looking for you. Don't doubt. Why are these gopis allowing themselves to suffer distress for so long? This doubt they answer, our life heirs have been offered to you by ourselves.
Oh. He has not given all these things. These are sacred things. So beautiful things these are. Perhaps he has not understand all these things. Those has
the person translating.
Translated in English.
No.
Here is this thing. We can derive all these things from this explanation, but he cannot do. He has not done.
He can only translate the words.
Words only, not their mood and inner meanings. Meanings are these.
One time you were explaining some verses from this Gita, and you said that Krishna had left because he wanted to see the gopis actually go to express their affection.
The thing is that when I read,
yeah.
I have new and new one. What I have told, I don't remember. But now I remember the most important thing. And it may be that after some days, I may discover some more and more things in here. One kind of explanation, but the readers and those who do anusilan, they can derive so many things in heart. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Before him, mane, unke pehle,
Shridhar Swami.
And all others, but they could not touch these things before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There are Vichanvate, word Vichanvate, last word, Vichanvate. Oh yes, look, you see, we are searching you, I am searching. And we are feeling so much separation for you. Why you are searching me? Malli, to show us to you. You should see. If you will see one time towards us, your eyes, yourself, you will be successful in this world. Because in this world, there is nothing beautiful and sweet than us. Why you are doing so? They are ten. Because we have accepted you, ours, and you have accepted us, tavaka. Tavaka means yours. And you are saying that we are getting so much suffering. We are feeling so much suffering. And this suffering is only for you, not for us. We are suffering. They are telling that if we will not see, we will die. Because our jaungan will be, jaungan means our
birth.
Huh?
Our birth, our life.
No. Our this time, young age, when kishore avastha, will be done. Done?
Completed.
Finished.
So we are dying for this, that we cannot show our this thing to you. Yet we are yours, but you have not seen it. This is the cause of our separation.
So Krishna.
Okay. Then Krishna that telling that you have become Unmadini, and that is why you are telling. Unmadini, you know?
Mad.
Crazy. There is so much difference between madness and Unmad. No? You feel it? There is so much difference between madness and unmadini. Madness has nothing here.
Yeah.
Mad this, based on love.
And this, so much webs of love here in unmad. Gopis are telling that if we are unmadini, but you have done and the dosh is yours, not of ours.
It is your fault.
Yep.
Not our fault. So you should die. Gopis are telling, they say, we are not dying because of you. Because we have given our dhritasava. Dhritasava is dhrita asav. Asav means pran. Pran means
life air.
We have given everything to to you. And we are feeling separation and we are going to die. But we cannot die also. We are doing like chatpat.
Restless,
always restless. Then you should die. How can we die? Because we gave everything and my life into you. And you are seeing us that they are feeling separation and so much sorry. And they are burning in viraha anal,
fire of separation.
And you seeing this, you are so much happy. You are feeling so much happiness. And at that time, this pran vayu is under you. So they are living there with full happiness. If our pran were in our body, then they would have been burnt. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote maine? They have been burnt
long before.
But they are very smoothly and happily, they are residing in your heart, in you. So we are not dying also. And you want that we should suffer. And seeing that, you will be very happy. We see it. And that is why you have gone out of sight. If you will die, then you will not feel happiness, because there are none who can act like us. So you take our pran vayu in you, and we could not die. We are not dying. The explanation of Jiva Goswami is in some difference. I am telling only the specialities. Here, Daite.
Beloved.
We don't have Jiva Goswami.
But I am telling some facts from that, which are important. Almost all the same, but something very in two or three lines I will tell. Why you kept?
So I can listen more intently.
That is listening.
Daite Jiva Goswami.
Daite.
We only have beloved.
Daite means has so many meanings. Daite means anukampate. Anukampa means mercy. You are daite. We are so much feeling separation. We are unhappy. So seeing us, you should be merciful to us, because you are daite. Daite means you have the treasure of mercy,
daya.
Acha, daite. Or daite means chittam adatte. Those who tax anyone's heart, chitta, is daita. Daita means a poet, and his name is Khira Swami. From Khira Swami he is giving that meaning. that daite mane chittam adaite. You have taken our heart. So you are daite. Really, the meaning is that daite means lover. Who can give her his everything to daita? Daita means those who are beloved to that daita. So here he is telling that gopis are telling this sloka weeping so that Krishna may heard this and he will have mercy upon them. Especially the mercy comes to whom? Who can weep bitterly for anyone. So he, as mother and father, they give up all these things when his child weeps. So gopis are weeping so that Krishna may hear, and they were not weeping in that jungle means
forest,
but they have come out of forest and on the bank of Yamuna, so their voice, their weeping will not affect by trees and all other things, by mountain or anything. So wherever Krishna will be, their voice will go there and he will heard that they are weeping, so he should certainly come and give darshan to them. This is daite. And chittam madatte, you have taken our heart, daita. Please, but
return
that
stolen
property you should be. So he has. Then he is telling that in this whole world, in this Brahma created world, mane bhuvan, 14 bhuvan, 14 loks, there is no actual prem. If that prem will be in anyone, he at once will die. And if he does not die, then he will certainly be mad. And he will be no use of in this world. No? He is telling, explaining that in this world there is no prem. Krishna is telling, no prem here. And if there was prem in you, then how you can be alive? So actually, no prem in you. Then in this return, the gopis are answering, dhrita sava, that our life we have given to you, or you have stolen away our this life, so we may die, but as you have taken this and they are very pleasantly in you, so we are not dying. This only explanation extra he has done. Next, Sarad Udasai, one sloka more. Katohal? One hour? Like?
Yeah, because it's 9:50. In 10 minutes you have to go.
Thoda hi achha. Kramasha. Gradually.
It's in order.
Very good, good. Shloks will come here. Now they are vending their Mangalacharan. They are opening thing. But we will gradually go up and their mood will be also so.
Like the third floor is higher than the first floor.
You should inspire me so that I can.
We want to do that, but you must let us come to see you.
Yeah, you should come. You should come. I will try.
Because the
I will not give you so easily.
Already it is not easy. It's already very difficult.
I'm giving you what? Low
because this
great. We are making some plan how to trap you. We are thinking deeply on this point.
I know.
We have brought a delegation of senior leaders.
It takes many of us to tackle you alone. There's only one of you, but still, even with all of us together, we are no match. But we see that even one Mathuravasi can easily capture you.
Your Gurudeva has captured me. And he has taken a word at the last moment. And I am tired actually. Sometimes I feel that I am serving him by myself. I feel in my heart. So I do this. I don't care for my times, bhajan, sadhan. I'm only just coming and doing and all these things. If he would bestow his mercy to me and tell my Gurudev also to bestow his mercy, because they were friends, bhajan friends. I have seen them laughing together hours. Both were joke cutting persons. They used to joke. Acha, pass. To for my teeth and others.
That will be done.
If I am going in a day, I will try to give you time here and there. Anyhow, but I should see that my days should not be warm.
No, I agree. Let us see how you are feeling.
I want to give, but this is.
I have some good medicine for that.
What?
Bhavoshadi.
You should give me also and to Satsang Maharaj also.
Head medicine.
Yes. He is telling that he has.
Yes. He is telling that he is a doctor.
Because he may have used to his spiritual master.
True, it is true. So we will come and treat you this afternoon.
Dhanurdhar Swami is also not absent.
I think they have taken Maharaj's remnants at Mahamantra's house and they are out of sense.
Yes, you know, all of you have taken answer because Bhujandu is still something from there.
By associating means they have left this grid and went. So don't associate with me. Sarad udasaye sadhu jat sat sarasi yodar sri musajisa suratanathate asulkadasika varada nignato nehakin vada. Again. Sarad udasaye sadhu jat sat sarasi yodar sri musajisa suratanathate asulkadasika varada nignato nehakin vada. Sarad udasaye. Now in the first slok, Gopija is telling that we are searching you, and in searching we are getting so much separation, and we are burning from that separation, kamagni. Kamagni, you know?
Fire of desire.
We are burning. So Krishna is telling that what unhappiness I have given to you, what calamity I have. Calamity means dukkha. Yes. What calamity I have given to you. They are telling that you are killing us. Are you not killing? They are watching. Only killing by any weapon is not killing. There are some other things by which anyone can kill a man or anyone. You are killing by nayan, drisha. Drisha, huh? You are killing us by drisha. You are not, it is not the fact that you are giving us dukkha, unhappiness. What is the appropriate word?
Unhappiness.
Yes. But you are also killing us. And that is sarad udasaye sadhu jat sat. That by drisha, sadhu jat sat sarasi jo udarsi musa drisha. Drisha means this kamalanayan, your
lotus eye.
Your eyes are as lotus. By that lotus eyes, you are killing us. Krishna told, how are you are killing? Because you, Suratanath, you are Suratanath. You are Suratanath. Suratanath means, what is the meaning of
Suratanath?
Huh?
Lord of love. The Lord.
Lord.
The Lord,
Lord of love.
The Lord.
Lord of
love. Lord of love.
Here, not only thing. Surat means, what is the meaning of Surata? You know, you have heard this slok, this word Surata. Surat means, what to tell? You know,
What is the meaning?
I can't say.
Surat means when Naika and Naika meets quite alone.
Talking intimately.
Not talking, but everything there. Not talk. Talking is Bilas. And Surata. Rata means mixing together. Su means especially. By all kind mixing both. No difference in that. That is Surat is in Pahila hi raga nayana bhanga bhela. When Rasik Shekhar Krishna and Mahabhava Sarupa Radhika meets together and become one in every respect. Chitta, body, atma, soul, everything. Then it is called Su-rata. Rata means to... Rata, he is active anything. Rata. And Su-rata, Sushma in all way to meet together. And that is called Sambhog Lila. So that is Surata Natha. You create Surat Uddipana in us by these eyes. And then again you meet. How you meet? Surata Natha, Mane Lord of Surat. And again Nath means to beg anything. Nath. To beg Surat from us by eyes. First you are begging by crooked, by the core of your eyes. And you do Uddipana, that bhav in us. And then we become mad. And that at that time we have nothing to think. You take everything vivek. Vivek means
discrimination.
Discrimination means
considering what is right and what is wrong.
Everything. This is discrimination. He takes every kinds of discrimination. At that time we are not in a mood to think whether it is bad or good. What you beg, we at once become ready to give that thing. So Surata and Surata Natha, begging of Surat, that is Surata Natha.
There's a conversation between Radha and Krishna that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written.
These things. Surata Kathamritam. That is a book.
This is the same.
This is the same. Also, in little book Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what book is? Krishna Bhavanamrita. No, Chotto.
Prem Samhita.
Not Prem Samhita. That book
Sankalpa Kalpa Juma.
Sankalpa Kalpa. Very little book. First slok. Yad hai? First slok. This is second slok. Vrindavaneshwari Bayo Gunarupa Lila Sandarya Karuna Vadehi Dasi Bhavami. Good memory
yours.
And the next Krishna, that we are going to meet Srimati Radhika, and when see Krishna and he at once returns, and then I will catch hold of his clothes and will forcibly take to Krishna, and Krishna will. That is called Surata Lila. Okay. So Krishna is ocean of Surat. And also Natha, not two meanings, one begging and one master of Surat. And third is also. Third meaning is as Santapayate. giving santap. Santap means dukkha. Tap, you know? Tap means to give heat. By any word, by anything. To give calamity. To give unhappiness. It is tap. So, to santap, to give anyone so much distress, what? Dukkha, unhappiness. Here, you, what, inspired in us that kam, kamagni, surat. And when became mad in that surat, that we are going to be in surat, and when, when actually they were in surat, Krishna at once disappeared. Their ambition was not fulfilled. When a man goes to take anything, and this has come in front of anyone, and now he is going to take, and in the meantime, monkeys came and take away. Then we will see like this. Everything goes. So Krishna wanted, by his crooked eyes, he begged that surat. And when Krishna took his all wisdom and anything to judge whether it is right and wrong, and they became ready to come surat, and he at once disappeared. This is tap. Krishna cut off. By surat, Krishna did everything. He denoted that I want surat. And I have surat. And then he begged the surat from them. And then he cut off that surat by all he did by these eyes. So it is not that Krishna is fault for this, but Krishna eyes are dosi, fault all these things. Where you got this beautifulness of these eyes, lotus? Then they are thinking how he got this. Then they are telling this slok. Sarad udasaye. Ud means sarat mane sarat, kal. Ud mane water. Asha mane
reservoir of water.
That is pond or sarovar or river or sea or anything. Udasaye mane, it was the time of sarat kal, mane best time. Udasaye means a sarovar, mane pond, the adhar of jal, the platform of water. Sadhu jat means sadhu mane pavitra, sacred. Sadhu, no malinness, but
no contamination.
What is called sadhu?
Excellent.
Sata, direct from sata. Sat mane all kinds of sat is there. So sadhuta, pureness, all kinds of
purity.
You see? So sadhu jat. How sadhu jat? If a man has birth in very good family, sadhu family, he should be, anyone can accept that his son or daughter will be good, of good nature, and will be sadhu. Ordinarily this is siddhanta, This is a siddhant?
Conclusion.
Achha. So sadhu jat sarasi yo udar si musa drisha. You have taken the beautifulness, fragrantness, softness, sweetness, everything. You have stolen it from where there was very large water. And in water there was kamal.
Lotus.
And in lotus there were pakhuri.
Petals.
Amongst the petal, that thing.
Salmon.
Was there.
So salmon?
On petals. And from there you have stolen that thing.
What is that thing? The
fragrance is there. Softness is there.
Beauty is there.
Beauty is there.
Sweetness is there.
Everything is there.
Is there.
So you have the stone. The kamal is sata. In saratkal, the water is sata. And in water, sat water, lotus is sata. And in sat kamal, lotus, the petals are sata. And in petals, anything like anything like powder.
Yes, the powder.
Pollen.
From the stamen. Pollen.
You have wasted.
Yes, the pollen.
And by that, everything comes. If that thing is not there in lotus, no softness, no sweetness, no fragrance, and anything will be. So it is true. So in your, it is called Shobha, beauty. This beauty and these all things you have stolen from
lotus.
Lotus means that petals you have taken, stolen. So, the gopis are giving example of lotus from Krishna eyes, that your eyes are Shobha Sampad. Vishwanath Javate Thakur is telling Shobha Sampad. Shobha Sampad means Sampad,
wealth,
meaning beauty wealth. So you have taken this thing from there. But there is some speciality in your eyes yet, more than that petals and that lotus. The speciality is where you see from your these eyes, you stole everything from that thing. When you see these petals, lotus, you take the beauty and everything from that. That is, that thing becomes minor and your these eyes
major.
Now you have seen by your eyes, where you have seen two us. And by that you have taken everything from her. You are so good thief. Not good thief.
Expert
thief. That you can take very far away lotus in water, so dangerous to go there, and from there, and in the midst of all petals, you take that thing. But it is too hard to take our heart because they are always surakshit,
protected
by our husbands, by our
parents,
by our
brothers,
sister-in-law, and all mother-in-law, father-in-law, on. And after that, there is one also protection. Our lajja, bhaiya, seal, all.
Our shame.
Shame, everything. And you went straight, without any
consideration, and went straight and kept you.
You did not go, but your these eyes went there, and they stolen all these things. So we think that if you can stole our heart, then you have, you can also easily, you can stole the beauty of there. Not only, you have stolen the beauty of clouds, Naveen Megh. You have stolen the dance of Mayur. You have stolen what? Everything you have stolen from another thing. So you're a very expert thief. Let us. We see that what it was, it will be. No change. But in our eyes, when we see chana-chana,
every moment,
we see new things. And by that new thing, we will beg something to us, and we will become mad. New things. Not what we have seen before, now we will see anything more. So, in moment by moment, this sight gives new things, and that by new methods. And the webs become on in our heart. New webs come. So we have become Asul Kadashika. Asul Kadashika. Asul means
without
payment. We have become, by that your seeing towards us.
By
your glance. And in glance, something wanting, that surat wanting. Now, you have done it by only one corner of only one eye, but you have two eyes. If only by one core of your eyes, by one glance, you have taken over everything, what will be if you see by two
eyes?
So, by one eyes, by one corner, and by once looking, we have become nishul kadashika. Nishul means? How? Have you paid anything for this? Nothing we have paid. Our parents have given us dan to you. I am unwilling, but my father and mothers and all relatives thinks that it is better for her to give him kanyadan. Our father, mother has not given kanyadan yet. And thirdly, if father and mother has not given, but yet I want, by this mala, Gandharva Vibha, you have done Gandharva Vibha, that thing is also not. Only we are Nishulka Dasika. So here, we have become your Asul Kadashika because these eyes have, they have begged to us, our heart. You have not themselves. But your eyes has begged, puna puna, anein anein. And by that we have become your dasika. By begging that, by the core of eyes, we are silent. What is the meaning of silent? We have accepted. In Alankar Shastra, it has written that in whom, in Nayaka or Nayika, prems come first. In Nayika, prem comes. The wish of calm comes. After that, comes in Nayak. But Nayika does not
say
anything, begs. But Nayak begs. She is not telling anything that you should know, that she is, what I am telling, she is confessing that thing. And then Nayak goes up. And after that Nayika goes up. But here the matter is opposite. Krishna is not telling anything. He is silent. And he has gone away, rejecting this surat. He has disappeared. And they are requesting punah and punan and telling in words, no shame, nothing, suratanath and everything. And telling that you have begged and now we are ready. And when we have come to dance with you and to in Bilas, you have left us and gone away. So suratanathate. Now we are begging. Apparently means? We should not do like this. In shame, in kullajja, dharija, we have left everything for you. But now we are dying. But why? Only that he should come and see us. And because seeing us, your eyes are not successful. See. So we are dukhi. We are not dukhi that we are begging surat. But we are begging surat only for you. If you have first not begged surat from your core of eyes, he is also telling that by that your eyes of corner, you begged first surat. And also you created surat in our heart. And you also taken that surat with you. That surat was now our sampatti, dhan. And we are keeping it very surakshit. Surakshit means?
Protective.
But you went away from here, taking our Mahasurat Sampatti Dhan and our heart and everything. So now you are requesting that you should come and by glance, one glance, you should see to us. And we pray that you should give our that Dhan that you have stolen and you have bent away. Understand something? What is that Dhan? Surat Dhan, to meet with Krishna. So we want that you should return our that Dhan. If you will not if you will not return our Surat Dhan, we will die. Nignato, here. We are killing us. Not killing one. We are lakhs and lakhs. So if we die, lakhs and lakhs gopis of whole Braja, all this sin will go on your head to killing all so many lakhs and lakhs of gopis. So we want to protect you from all this birth. So you should come and give our dhan return, and you should, what you have begged before, that surat dhan, please give us. If a man kills and wife kills his husband, both are very, very sinful act, but yet we are so premit to you, and if you are killing us, then it will be very, very most offensive thing than killing a person also, a purush, a male also. So,
if anybody kill any male, it is sinful, but if anybody kill female, it is more sinful.
This is called, this explanation of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Something, I have mixed both. No? So many things that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has not explained. I have explained from
whom?
Jiva Goswami, and from
Sanatana.
Nothing. It came from my heart. I think I have explained everything. Now, what is the time?
5 o'clock.
5. We want to more listen, or we'll have to go?
We'll have to go by 5:30.
5:30.
But,
if I'll visajolaya pair, this is...
It depends on how much there is on the next one. Mm. Because you're...
It is... This explanation is not...
Very big.
It is big.
Oh.
It will be. Bisa jala pyar. Bis. How bis?
Poison.
Jal. Bial. Rakshas. Varsha. Marutad. Vaidut. Anal. All will have to explain something.
It's a big thing.
Not so big, but yet it will take time.
Maharaj, have you ever spoken on these verses before to others?
Perhaps one time I have explained very in short.
In your mat?
In our mat. To a special persons. Namin, Subhananda. Subhananda and some other qualified. Subhanna, there's a very and that Savita, Uma, and Balnipu. Not in classes. But I've read 2 times.
I hope that someday, if you think it proper, perhaps we can make books of these, because the explanations are so wonderful. They actually should be in book form. Only then...
You can do?
Yeah, if they don't get... Well, what we can do is just edit the typed version.
Edit into good, proper English. Yeah. Only problem will be, then once it is in print, it becomes available to everyone. Is it?
It will be precious to qualified persons. Not everyone, but...
But if it is printed, who can say who will purchase and who will not? Does it matter?
No matter.
It doesn't
because
it won't matter.
Maharaj, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
You once said that you were afraid of this word Surata. What did you mean by that?
Because it can come in the heart of apakva sadhak. And by thinking and by using these words, worldly surat can come.
The word.
It is the chance by this word, surat, and the explanation of surat may bring so harm to sadhaka. I think I am also not mature. But we want that Raganuga Bhakti. So I do Anusilan Bandhi. And very carefully I want to do this Anusilan. Now in front of you four, I have expressed full, what extent I know, I have expressed. But everywhere this cannot be. Surat can be explained. Because you know, I have some idea that you know something.
And when you express it to us, then we have no difficulty, as we might have difficulty.
And I also feel that as I have no any calm or worldly desire,
yes.
Perhaps by hearing all these things, you also have no nothing. Your heart is pure still. Because you are Shraddhal. So you will not create anything bad.
If only we could stay with you all the time, our lives would be so much perfected and more improved.
But you will have to do preaching also, all these things. If you will hear always this, like then all preaching, where, who will do all these things? So Prabhupada is permitting you little by little, little by little, that you should do also. And you should bring forward so many your disciples in your place, and then like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he did preaching, and then he sat down, and all these in that
Gambira. So we will come to Mathura Mountain, that will be Gambira.
No, you can come in next birth. I will also come in next birth. That will be the Gambira. It may be.
You heard his question?
Yes, yes.
But we have strong faith that without taking this, we are not satisfied in any mood. Everything, my preaching and my everything, practicing, everything only for that. For this, I am ready to go to hell or anywhere, like Vritrasura.
So you're ready to go to America?
If in America I will have easily these things,
yes.
I am just ready to go.
Gambira in America? You will come?
Certainly I will come. You should make Gambira there, where Giriraj has gone, in his Gambira. That place is?
Houston.
Tal Govardhan, that he create so many kuns and
yes.
Caps there, Gambira, so that we may go there.
You have to be like Maharaj's father.
I also obeyed my Gurudev as more than father and mother. Now still I obey the orders of my god brothers, senior god brothers. I try. But sometimes, when it comes upon my mood, against mood, we fight He is against these principles. And I tell everything. And then he cannot reply.
I think he likes it inside.
Inside, that is the case. But openly he does not. But I told him, that why you have come here? Why you want to hear my all these things?